105.9 Academy FM.
BizConnect.
Promoting and connecting businesses in Kent and around the world.
Tweet us at Kent_biz.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome again to another episode of the BizConnect, a radio show with myself, Martin White, but also a packed studio full of guests today. We have three super guests in the studio today to tell us all about what they do. We also have a very much a sort of startup business theme to the show today. So we're going to be talking to someone that's gone through a business startup program supporter, and also somebody that specializes in getting you in the right mindset for actually going into business in the first place. So without further ado, I think what I'll do is I'll ask our guests to introduce themselves if I can. So to my right, we have
Lena from Ukraine.
Lena, lovely to have you with us today. In the middle,
Lisa Young from Let's Do Business.
Lisa, lovely to see you. And to my left,
hello, I'm Dr. Ant, mindset expert for business.
Brilliant, fantastic. Lovely to have you all with us today. I think what we're going to do, we're going to play a little bit of music. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Lena. So do stay with us. We'll be right back after this.
105.9 Academy FM.
BizConnect.
Promoting and connecting businesses in Kent and around the world.
Tweet us at Kent_biz.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining the BizConnect, a radio show today. As I was saying before the music, we've got three super guests with us in the studio today. We have Lena Tikhanova from new business startup Flavors of Ukraine. And Lena is actually from the Ukraine and is going to be telling us all about her journey and how she came to be in the UK. We have Lisa Young from a business support group, Let's Do Business Group. And we have mindset and motivational coach Dr. Ant with us in the studio today. So welcome, everybody. Lovely to see you all.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you.
Fantastic. Lena, if we could start with you, please, and perhaps by way of an introduction, if you could tell our listeners about your very personal journey from what was a very successful career in HR and IT recruitment in the Ukraine to your temporary life as it is now in the UK, please. How did that all come about?
Thank you first for invitation. Thank you to British people for tremendous support that we receive, Ukrainians receive from you. From your government, your support is in the air everywhere, to tell the truth, so on the streets, so thank you. And in Ukraine we have a tradition to welcome guests and everyone with bread. So today I baked our Ukrainian yeastless bread on a static culture and brought today to our studio.
Oh, thank you.
It's here, so you can try them. So just to welcome you.
Thank you so much. That's wonderful. That's very kind of you.
Yes.
Thank you.
So before full-scale war, I worked as an HR and recruiter in IT for English-speaking clients. I have 10 years of experience. I also conducted courses for HR and recruiting. And last year, on the 24th of February, everything stopped. And Ukraine is a well-known country for IT outsourcing services. But clients were afraid that how Ukrainians can work still and do their services. So clients stopped requesting for developers and other IT specialists. I have a family. I have a husband in Ukraine who is in the army. I have parents who stay in Ukraine as well. And we agreed with my husband that my duty, my responsibility is to keep our child safe. That's why we arrived here. And his duty is to keep Ukraine safe and protect. So yeah, he is there, we are here. We are actually a very active family. Before just the full-scale war, we went skiing and snowboarding to the Carpathian Mountains. We cycle a lot, and we liked hiking, and I almost bought tickets to Turkey. I was looking to buy them the day before everything started. Mm.
So you were a very normal family that looked like any other family anywhere else in Europe, I guess, in that respect. What was your husband's profession, Lena?
He is a professional also climber, and he paints with professional stuff. Uh-huh. And does everything on high, on big high
height. Okay, yeah, yeah. So big scale.
Yes.
Fantastic. Okay, so it was. So you decided as a family then that the safest thing to do was to come to the UK with your young son, and, you know, stay safe, and presumably do everything that you could to actually help the Ukrainian people and help the war effort at home. And so you started something called Colours of Ukraine. So just tell us a little bit about that, Lena, in terms of what that initiative is all about.
Yes, okay, thank you. Yeah, we arrived last August here, and within 1 month I thought I need to do something, and the idea was to do some food festival, but eventually it grew bigger due to some circumstances, and we have like Colors of Ukraine, what we have now. The mission, actually we have two missions. Apart from fundraising, there is a mission to open Ukraine, to open Ukrainian culture and traditions to British people, to show like what we are. Mm. We have very ancient traditions, we have rich cuisine, and to combine everything and to show this is also a mission. Mm. So, and on the first Colors of Ukraine, what we did, we have a very big food zone that appeared to be one of the most famous spots on the event. We brought a lot of craft from Ukraine here to sell. I organized a big photo zone with a big banner of Ukrainian typical house with straw hay. I managed to find here bales of hay and brought here to the event, so to set all the photo zone. So we also had candle masterclass. We bought wax bee from Ukraine and delivered here. So to show, because Ukraine is famous for honey, for exporting honey as well.
Of course.
Yes, for a lot of things.
Yes.
Just to show.
Yeah.
We also had silent auction, and one of the lots was a Ukrainian dinner from me that was bought for £250. I did it for six people, and
we should say that you're based locally, aren't you? In and around the sort of the local area here in Hythe, is that correct?
Yes, correct, in Hythe.
Uh-huh.
And thank you, and I want to say hi to my hosting and the best family, Sue and Steve, who are hosting us, and they will always in my mind to the end of my life.
Fantastic. So you're living with Sue and Steve locally, your son and yourself, and they're presumably helping you to organise, you know, the sort of the Colours of Ukraine and the Flavours of Ukraine events that you're hosting at the moment.
Yes, Sue helps me to distribute posters everywhere where it's possible and to spread the word about it.
Brilliant, good. Okay, so I think what we're going to do is, in the next bit of the show, we're going to obviously talk to Lisa about Let's Do Business Group and how they've supported you through the HerBiz program. But the food business that you've started up, Flavors of Ukraine, is a kind of an extension of Colors of Ukraine, I'm assuming, and now you're very kind of focused on actually creating a food themed a series of events. Is that correct?
Yes, the first event showed that Food Zone is very popular, and I like baking, I like cooking, so why not to continue it? And the idea was just to do something, and Flavors of Ukraine appeared. For now, I have around 6-7 cakes, pies that I can cook, but I will expand it. It's true Ukrainian. Yeah, so I managed to do a Facebook page as well called Flavors of Ukraine. But the Facebook page I'm running and WhatsApp group, it's not only to set orders, but also to show more ideas for breakfast, lunch, dinners, what can be done. So easily I just make photos and post and what ingredients, just visit and like take ideas.
Yeah, and I know you had a very successful event that you ran yesterday in Saltwood. Was it at the Lads Club?
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about that, because I know you had you were able to sort of fuse, the culture of Ukraine. You had Ukrainian music there, but you also had food as well, I believe.
Yes, of course. Yeah, it was a very fantastic event with a lot of Ukrainian music. And actually, I call these events Ukrainian cultural events, you know, not just events, but cultural events.
Yeah.
I prepared a presentation about Ukraine to talk about our culture, about our Easter traditions, about our embroidery, pottery, our traditional clothes, with presentation, with slides, and I was speaking about it.
Yeah.
There was a food zone full of Ukrainian cakes, biscuits. There was also a silent auction where you can go and bid on some lots.
And just tell us how much money you were able to raise yesterday, Lena.
Yesterday, roughly by cash, we have 1,700, and there will be a bit more coming, maybe 700 more.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Brilliant. Good. Well, I think what we're going to do, we're going to play a little bit of music. When we come back, we're going to talk to, as mentioned, we're going to talk with Lisa Young at Let's Do Business Group and bring you back into the conversation, Lena, to talk about your experience of setting up a bona fide business now on the back of Colours of Ukraine, Flavours of Ukraine, as we've just discussed. So do stay with us and we'll be straight back after this.
105.9 Academy FM.
Biz Connect.
Promoting and connecting businesses in Kent and around the world.
Tweet us at Kent_biz.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Biz Connect, a radio show today. We have a very inspirational guest with us in the studio that we've just been talking with, Lena Tikhanova from the Ukraine, who's been telling us all about her fantastic colours and flavours of Ukraine initiatives that she's spearheading locally here. But I want to bring Lisa Young into the conversation now. Lisa is a business support manager with Let's Do Business Group. Lisa, lovely to have you in the studio with us today.
Thank you for having me back.
Now, the nice thing about having yourself and Lena in the studio today is, of course, you guys have been quite instrumental in helping Lena get her business off the ground and her, you know, raising visibility and awareness around everything that's going on in the Ukraine. So in terms of business support, just give us an overview, if you can, in terms of the work that you do to support businesses of all shapes and sizes.
I suppose it's worth actually saying what Let's Do Business Group do. So essentially we're a business support enterprise and supporting businesses across Kent, East Sussex, and Essex as well. So that could be from running some workshops for startup businesses, providing startup loans, business growth loans, doing some one-to-one sort of funded support programs as well.
Fantastic. So the program that we've been talking about that Lena has gone through, Herbiz, presumably is one of these startup initiatives that you guys kind of run.
It is. It's a fabulous program and I love being involved with it. So Herbiz is a, as it says, it's for females, say by the name. It's a 4-week online program. We're now gone into our 5th year of delivering the Herbiz program, so absolutely delighted that we've been funded to deliver for another 12 months. And that just supports ladies that kind of got an idea that they know they want to do something but not too sure how to go about it.
Mm.
And what we do is, I like to say, we give them the foundations of the skills that they need to kind of turn that idea into a reality.
Yeah. So, Lena, from your point of view, how did you even become aware of the Herbiz program? How were you able to enroll in that?
Some friends just texted me about and sent me a link.
Uh-huh. So were you, I mean, obviously you had your Colours of Ukraine initiative up and running at that point. So why specifically were you interested in a business training program, as it were? What value did you think that you might get from that?
Actually, I had this idea in mind, mm-hmm. but I had zero experience with building business plans, like nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, Herbiz helped me to structure my thoughts, to put my thoughts into the paper, and to start doing. Because, you know, I think the best advice for those who want to start their business is start today.
Uh-huh. Okay. And yours, your business, Flavors of the Ukraine, is obviously very food-focused. And the purpose behind that, ultimately, is to help small businesses in the Ukraine survive the war, ultimately, isn't it? By purchasing goods, food products from the Ukraine, from small, perhaps, artisan producers, bringing them to the UK, and then marketing them and selling them as Ukrainian products that people, you know, will want to try and ultimately experience.
Actually, mainly all ingredients are bought here in UK, but some ingredients are delivered from Ukraine that's difficult to get here.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And you were talking about honey, for example, Ukrainian honey.
Honey and bee wax
uh-huh.
For our candle master classes, yes.
So uh-huh. Okay. So the point is that your business is actually, you've created a business that has an incredibly strong purpose, and that purpose being to actually support small businesses themselves in their own right in the Ukraine by actually continuing to buy goods from those people and actually selling them in the UK.
True, mm. Yes.
Which I think, I mean, Ant, you're going to talk about, you know, purpose-driven business. Presumably, you know, the stronger someone's kind of reason for going into business on that level, the more chance ultimately they're going to have of being successful, because they're personally motivated by that, aren't they, by that purpose.
You're so right, you know. And when I work with companies and businesses and entrepreneurs that are thinking of starting a business, the first thing I really sort of say to people is, what's your purpose? Mm. Because once we've got purpose, we can then start to employ passion. And then when we bolt on intent, we've then got the three core principles of really creating something special.
Mm, fantastic. Lisa, coming back to you, Herbiz, it's a series of workshops. Are they run face-to-face? Do you do it online? How is the whole thing facilitated? And what's the kind of core content?
Yeah, with Herbiz, it's an online program. Mm-hmm. So it's 4 weeks via Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
Normally runs on a Friday morning from 10 a.m. to 12:30. And we do have a new program starting very soon. So our next one starts on the 5th of May.
Okay.
It's and then closing date for applications on that one is this week, actually, on this Wednesday, the 26th.
Right.
So what we do, we have a theme each week. So week one is focused more around the business planning side of things. So that's getting people thinking about what they want to do, whether they've got the right mindset to become an entrepreneur, get them thinking about what research they need to do, who their competitors are, and talking them through the process of what they need to put in a business plan. Week two is all around the financials, and that normally kind of for a few people is the week they dread the most, but they take a lot away from.
Uh-huh.
So that I'll get them thinking about pricing strategies,
yeah.
Get them to understand profit and loss and why it's important to know what their business is earning and what they're spending. talk them through a personal budget, because that's very important when you're stepping away from being employed into self-employed.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll talk them through a cash flow forecast, because if any business is looking to apply for funding, the two documents they need to do is a business plan and a cash flow forecast. And then I will go through some funding options with them. Week three is all about, focused around marketing, social media, get themselves set up online. And the final week, we normally invite an accountant to come along. We have a fabulous lady, lady called Sam Mason, who is in Canterbury. She comes along and talks to ladies about kind of getting registered with HMRC, whether they're going to be a sole trader or a limited company. Mm-hmm. And she's there to answer any questions they may have. And then that will lead into then thinking about some time management, and we finish off with them setting some goals for themselves. Mm.
So regardless of whether you actually win the Herbiz competition, anybody that's thinking about going into business will be given the full suite of kind of knowledge and products, if you like, that they need in order to make a kind of real go of it, won't they? And I guess ultimately, if they want to raise money or they need, you know, some kind of seed money to get their business off the ground, you can then link them directly in with the Startup Loans program as well, because you're an accredited provider for that, aren't you? So all of those templates that you're going to be talking people through are all standard templates that you would use as part of that application process, I guess.
No, Martin, you're right. And what I didn't mention is that for taking part in the program, everyone who takes part, they get a whole suite of documents to keep. So every week I will send them copies of the presentation slides that we go through. I'll send them some templates, say for business plan, forecast, etc. And then they will get a whole load of resources as well. So mm-hmm. they get this whole bank of documents to keep. And then after the fourth week, I offer out a one-to-one mentoring session as well. Mm-hmm. So that really is then to focus on the individual and answer any questions they've got, and, you know, help them with their plan so they can take that forward. Mm-hmm. And then for those that are interested, they can then sort of go and apply for the startup loan, which, as you mentioned, we are an accredited provider for. So we're a business support provider covering mm-hmm. the whole of the South East.
Brilliant. And having gone through the programme, I guess you're going to be in a much better place to be able to kind of successfully apply for a startup loan ultimately, aren't you? Because you actually know what you're talking about. You've got a bona fide business idea. You've kind of, you know, managed to create the cash flow and P&L forecast. You understand how you're going to market your product, what that product ultimately is, how you're going to price it. So you really do tick all the boxes, don't you?
Absolutely. Mm. And it's worth mentioning for the startup loan, it's for people that can go from little from £500 up to £25,000. And even if someone, you've got, say, people going into partnership or setting up a limited company, they're going to have more people involved, they can bring, you know, those other individuals can apply for the loan as well. And and also with the program, you don't have to apply from day one. You might want to get your business up and running, come back at a slightly later date, so you've got up to 3 years of trading to still come back and apply for the scheme.
Fantastic. And Lena, just turning to you again, what was the main kind of benefit that you got from being part of, you know, a very structured, you know, startup program like that? Where did you need the most help, if you like?
Actually, I liked how Lisa helped, how they were involved with Helen together, you know. I liked the one-to-one session where I also could ask any questions and received any support and feedback from what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But actually to structure the thoughts, because thoughts are very random. They are everywhere, but to structure them, to put them into the paper, to see it. So when we were talking about business plan, we said that business plan is actually not for everyone. It's for us, what we are doing, businessmen, for us.
Yeah.
To see it, how it goes, and then to edit it.
Yeah.
So actually to structure everything.
Uh-huh. And to have a working document that can then evolve as your business evolves, I guess. Yeah, fantastic. Good. I think what we're going to do, we're going to play a little bit of music if we can. When we come back, I want to talk to Ant and bring him into the conversation. And then I think we'll kind of probably close on 5 or 6 minutes of, you know, advice for kind of prospective new startup business owners. So we'll bring all of these kind of thoughts back together. So do stay with us and we'll be right back after this.
Academy FM Folkestone.
Biz Connect.
The show that promotes and connects businesses.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning into the Biz Connect radio show today. We've got a packed studio with us, and I'm very conscious that I want to give everybody the opportunity to tell us about all the exciting things that they're up to in business. We do have a startup business theme to the show today. We've been talking with Lena Tikhonova from the Ukraine. We've also been talking just a moment ago with Lisa Young from Let's Do Business Support Group, who've been helping Lena set up her business in the UK. But I'd like to turn to our third guest now, if we can, Dr. Ant. Dr. Ant, welcome to the show today.
And thanks for having me today. It's fantastic, isn't it?
Great to have you in the studio. Ant, we're going to be exploring some of the more personal, psychological factors, if you like, for want of a better word, behind people's motivation and perhaps more importantly, lack of motivation once they've been in business for a while. So just tell us a little bit about your journey in terms of how you came to become a mindset and motivational coach for business people, please.
That's brilliant. Thanks, Martin. Well, you know, I've been in business since I was 13, and that's a very long time ago, and always sort of done the best, and always tried to do the best I always could all the way through life. You know, and I did work really, really hard, and I did the best I can, and I had some great successes and some fantastic failures too, you know, and we have to have those failures to learn, don't we? We have to get those grazed knees to learn that it hurts and to pick ourselves up and crack on with life again. You know, and I'm not going to go into the deep details now, but I've got a book which explains my life story. But in very short terms, I ended up in a really dark place in 2015. So from a materialistic world, I had everything. You know, I had the big house, the cars, the money and all that stuff. But I was really not happy. And it led me to such a dark place that I had a real strong wake-up call where I was 30 seconds away from not being on this planet. And again, all that information is in my book. But that brought me to a point of thinking, hang on a minute, I'm a smart cookie as far as business, you know. I'm not saying that to show off. I'm aware, you know. And if I ended up in that dark place, first, I don't want to ever be there again, you know. But also, other business owners and business people as well, we know that being a chief exec and running your own business is one of the loneliest places that you can be. And if I ended up in that place, I'm sure other business owners will be too. Mm. So I put myself on a mission. And I went on a mission to answer three questions. And these questions are this. Why do human beings feel? I mean, emotionally feel. What makes us feel the way we do when we do stuff? That's the first one. The second one is, why do we do? Why do we do those things sometimes we really regret afterwards? Why do we do the things we do? Mm. Motivation. Mm. And the third one is, how can we as human beings be the best version of ourselves that we really want to be for ourselves? And that's really important when I say that we want to be for ourselves, not what somebody else wants us to be. So I went on this mission, and this was back in 2015. So I spent the last 6 years studying and researching how the human mind-body connection works. And I studied the great minds like Tesla and Einstein and Milton Erickson, all those big, strong minds, to understand what really is it that's sitting in the studio today. We're not just human beings. We're actually a complete collection of around 70 trillion cells within each. And I break everything down scientifically as to what is a human being and what makes a human being tick and answer those three questions. And I also studied subject matter, including, crikey, I've got to remember these now, psychotherapy, hypnotherapy, basic psychology, human chemistry, human biology, epigenetics, and also quantum physics. And do you know what, Martin? It blew my mind. But do you know what? I found the answer. Yeah. I found the answer, which is all in my book, which is about why we feel the way we feel, why we do the things we do, and what we can do to be the best version of ourselves. And when I found out the answers to this, I thought, crikey, I've got to show other people how they can do the same. Because you know what? It's all about one little word. Mm. Being happy. Mm. You know, when I go through all the structure of my, I created a facility by, or a methodology called Switched On Thinking. And what Switched On Thinking does, Martin, it takes you from where you are now in life to where you want to be. And this sits really well with business owners. Because I've been in business all my life, I understand the challenges, the emotions, the fears, the concerns, the enthusiasm, the passion, all that stuff that goes with running a business. That's what I know inside out. So I'm applying all that knowledge now and my methodology of Switched On Thinking to help business owners and startup businesses just like Lena and just like the clients of Lisa to help them get to where they want to be. Mm. And I loved what both of you said just now about getting your thoughts down and getting that thoughts into paper, because when we look around us in this world, everything man-made, I mean, the pens, the cup, the PC, anything we look at which is man-made, started as one single thought in one person's mind somewhere. They said, wouldn't it be good if, you know, and that's where everything starts from. And that's just, it's incredibly powerful to think that actually our minds and our thoughts are what determine our destiny in life. And my little trademark I use all the time is, what we think we become. And what I mean by that is whatever we're thinking, positive or negative, materialistically, spiritually, whatever it is, that's where our life ends up going. And we all know negative people, don't we? You know, they start the conversations, all the trouble is, and they're right, they always end up with a negative outcome in life. And that's because their mindset is negative. And I'm not saying I'm into yaha, rah-rah, you know, yee-haw, positive thinking, all that stuff. I'm not saying that, because that's actually, that's a whole other talk I do. Positive thinking can sit back here is setting up thought with intent. And I mentioned it very briefly earlier on. We have to have passion. We have to have real passion about what we want to achieve in life. Because once we've got the passion, and we then link that up to purpose, okay, why am I doing this? And Lena, your story is inspirational. I loved it. I really enjoyed listening to what you were saying, because you demonstrated passion and purpose. And then you got together with Lisa and created intent with a real business plan. And guess what? Those three things, they make progress. And that's what gets stuff happening.
There's a word that you use, and you talk about people living their lives on autopilot. and that was something that I could certainly identify with. And I think, you know, most people, we're all incredibly busy in our day-to-day lives, aren't we? And in many ways, we're kind of just going through the motions, aren't we? You know, we have to put food on the table. In order to do that, we have to go to work or run a business. You know, we all have to take the kids to school in the mornings. and so we are caught up in that kind of, very much that kind of autopilot kind of way of living our lives, aren't we?
And let me put a little bit of a fact on that, if I can, Martin, because from all my research and everything I was doing, I actually ended up working with the Swiss School of Business Research and submitted all my creation of Switched On Thinking and all the research and development behind it. It kind of progressed into a thesis and in my book, and then it becomes CPD accredited, everything that I do. And the SSBR, the Swiss School of Business Research, then accredited me with a PhD on the matter, which is why my brand is Dr. Ant, because I'm not a medical doctor. But my doctorate is within business management and philosophy, and particular mindset expertise, which is why I say I'm Dr. Ant, the mindset expert. And what you're saying about autopilot, this is the thing I learned, and this blew my mind when I learned this. Most people spend 95% of their life completely unaware of what their unconscious mind is thinking and the decisions that it makes. So therefore, we just kind of do the same stuff as we've always done with the same outcome. We end up with the same partners, the same food, the same diet, the same shape body, the same, because we're always doing the same things, because they're thinking the same thing.
Or we just block it out because we think, I haven't got time to think about that now.
Yeah, oh, that's too difficult.
The fact that I'm not feeling very happy at the moment, I haven't got time for that. I've got to get on and you know, Martin, whatever.
Let me ask you a question, right, and to everyone else in the studio as well, is that, we go to the doctors, don't we? No, GP doctors. We go to the doctors if we're angry, upset, unhappy, unwell, all that stuff. Can you think of one person that's been to the doctors because they're too happy? No, exactly. And that's the point. That's our default place, you know. If when we as human beings, when we're happy, we don't strive for the Rolls Royces and the materialistic stuff of this world because we're happy.
Exactly.
You know, and that's what it's all about. And that's what my mission is. Yeah. I'm here to show people how to feel happy, feel fulfilled, have their purpose, passion, driven with intent to create a happy place for themselves and their family.
Yeah. And I think it takes a certain number of years of being in business or, you know, I think all of that understanding and that self-awareness comes with maturity, I think, and that's the difficulty, isn't it?
As well. We have to scratch our knees to learn the pain, to not do it again and learn those lessons.
You mentioned your book. Just give us a shout out for that. What is your book called?
Thanks, Martin. My book is called Quick, Wake Up the Pilot, and it is all about waking up that inner self. And it's not from a spiritualistic or, you know, all that woo-woo stuff. This is about black and white scientific principles of how the brain works, how neuroplasticity works, and I go right back to the basic details and show people how to wake up their autopilot and be aware of what they're thinking, because what we think we become, it's as simple as that.
Sounds like a great bit of bedtime reading for all of us in the studio today, so thank you for bringing a copy along for us.
I've gone one extra. I've actually done a personalised copy for each of you.
That's very kind.
A little personal message in there as well.
Thank you.
Because it's my mission. Now, I'm not here to make money nowadays. That sounds really perverse, isn't it, in business?
Yeah.
I've learned it's all about giving back and doing the best and being the best, and that's in my book.
I think that's, you know, money is an interesting one, isn't it? I think You know, money can be a great demotivator, but not necessarily a motivator. And I think, you know, people that go into business thinking that it's all about making money, you know, they're never satisfied because they always want more money. And it's a sort of a never-ending road, isn't it? Whereas, as you say, if you can find purpose, passion, self-fulfillment, then the money will look after itself anyway.
That's it, because most people, the reason for money really is for freedom to do what they want, when they want, how they want, who with, you know, with who they want. And that's the focus of the passion and the purpose and the intent. It's actually on the money's just a facility.
Yeah.
And you're quite right, when people focus on the monetary, value, they lose that passion and purpose.
Exactly. Good. Fantastic. Again, we're going to play a little bit of music. When we come back, we're going to bring everything that we've spoken about together in one final discussion. And I'll ask you all for some website and Facebook details. Lena, if we can have that from you as well, that would be great. And yeah, we'll finish off the show after this bit of music. So do stay with us.
105.9 Academy FM Folkestone.
Biz Connect,
the show that promotes and connects businesses.
Welcome back to the final part of the Biz Connect, a radio show today. We've had a fascinating discussion all around starting up a business. You know, the help that's out there in terms of going through an accredited workshop program, people's motivation for going into business. What I'd like to do is try and bring all of those thoughts together in one place with our resident panel of experts that we've got on the show today. Ant, perhaps if I could start with you. What I'd like to do is just kind of give people your kind of best advice, top tips, if you like, for prospective new business owners going into business for the first time. What would your advice be in terms of where to focus your attention?
Do you know, I can put that into one word: why. So you need to define your intent. Why are you doing what you're wanting to do? Let's get to the roots of it. You know, we was talking just now off air, and you were saying about, well, what if someone's why is to create money? Fantastic, but why? Why do they want to create money? Because if we get to the root cause of the why, the real deep intent, I tell you what, Martin, it's always emotional based.
Right.
And 9 times out of 10, it's passion. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes it's fear, because they don't want to be in a negative place.
Yeah. So
it's
search your inner self. Absolutely. Find out the true why.
Let's get to the root of it. Because once you get to that, you can put some real passion into it and make stuff happen.
So don't be afraid to ask questions of yourself on that level. Dig deep and look inside yourself. Lisa, what, you know, as a business support provider, what's your advice to prospective new business owners?
Start thinking about that business plan. It's really important. It's not something you do just because you want to go and apply for a business loan. It's about what you want to do with your business. It's about putting your thoughts down on paper and saying where you are now at point A to where you want to be at point B and the steps you're going to take to get there.
Fantastic. And then within that, obviously, you're going to be looking at things like cash flow forecasting, profit and loss. What is your product or service proposition? And crucially, I think the thing that I really like about the program that you put people through is it asks the question, is there a market for what you're proposing to do? You know, demonstrate to us that there is actually a market out there that's actually going to be interested in buying what you're going to be producing, either on a product or a service level. That, for me, is the fundamental thing as well.
Absolutely. It's you know, your business plan, you know, you need to be talking about, you know, what your business idea is, you know, where you want to be, say, in 12 months time, even in 5 years time. So think of those short and long term goals, even those medium term goals. Think about your marketing strategy, who your customers are.
Yes.
You know, where are they? What's the demographics? So really kind of get that research going as well.
Yeah. And don't be afraid to ask people. You know, take a clipboard out on the street, on the high street, and ask people, you know, what do you think of this? Or ask friends and family, you know, just the more research I think you can do on that level before you actually commit and spend any money, the better ultimately. Fantastic. Good.
Definitely.
Lena, from your point of view, you know, as someone that's come to the UK, you know, at a huge disadvantage, you know, you're not a UK national, you've had to learn, I'm obviously you're incredibly proficient in English, but you've had to up your game there, I would imagine, on a language skills level. What do you think has been the key to kind of your success in terms of being able to, you know, start, you know, Flavors of Ukraine and Colors of Ukraine, for example, as two initiatives locally?
I think two things. First, it's you need to like what you are doing. So you need to have passion. And second, it's do not postpone for tomorrow. There won't be better time tomorrow than it's today. So start today, do it today.
Yeah, action, make it happen. Yeah, fantastic, great advice. And as you say, you know, the more passion and the more purpose you have sitting behind that, ultimately, the more motivating it's going to be, isn't it, Dr. Ent?
Absolutely.
If you know truly why you're doing something.
And what Leonard said just now was absolutely bang on. I ran an event the other day, and it was called Why Today Is Never Too Late to Create the Tomorrows You Truly Want. So bang on.
Fantastic, great. Well, look, what I'd like to do is just finish with a quick round robin in terms of how we get in touch. So let's start with you, Dr. Ent. What's the best way for people to inquire about the courses, the mindset courses that you run, for example, perhaps order a copy of your book?
Yeah, so what I do is I do speaking at events with large companies and corporates. I also run workshops and masterclass events, and sometimes I work one-to-one with those owners of businesses that want that real close interaction. And the best way to get hold of me is Google me. Just Google Dr. Ent, the Brain Whisperer, and you will find me.
Brilliant, fantastic. Lisa, shout out for Let's Do Business Group.
Yeah, you can find us through Google, so www.letsdobusinessgroup.co.uk. There's also the finance arm, which is Let's Do Business Finance. That covers startup loans and also the growth and recovery loan scheme.
So Herb is the latest intake. Applications close on Wednesday for that. You've also got a Ready for Biz program that I think is run face-to-face at Hastings Library, and that's open to everybody.
That is, yeah. That's open to male and females. So that workshop starts on the 16th of May. So closing date for that is the 12th of May.
Fantastic.
And that's just to say, that's a two-day workshop in person, down in Hastings at the library. And then with Herbiz, we start on the 5th of May, running through to the 26th of May on a Friday morning.
Brilliant. All information on the website. So, Lena, over to you. Flavors of Ukraine, Colors of Ukraine, Facebook page.
Yes, through the best way to find through Facebook. If you like a search for Colors of Ukraine, there will be a nice picture of bread. So this is our group. Yes, and Flavors of Ukraine, I think you will also recognize by nice dumplings or nice cakes.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Now, I know you have, we're going to close with you because I know you have an important event coming up as well in May, I believe.
True. It's May 16th, Tuesday. We are organizing dinner, Ukrainian dinner at Henry's Bar. It's High Street 154. So there
In Hythe, is that?
Yes,
right.
It's in Hythe, High Street in Hythe. You can book a table. We can accommodate 10 more people, so you can just reach me through Flavors of Ukraine Facebook page or Colors of Ukraine Facebook page and book a table.
Fantastic. Great. Well worth going to, I'm sure. Right, we do have to close the show, unfortunately. It's been wonderful to have you all in the studio today. I think we've covered a huge amount of ground, but thank you so much for coming in, and thank you to our listeners today as well for tuning in, and hopefully there's been some real kind of food for thought, if you pardon the pun, for everybody out there today as well. We won't be back in 2 weeks' time, unfortunately, because there is a small matter of a coronation to get through 2 weeks today, but we will be back towards the end of May with another show. But for now, it's goodbye from all of us. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
105.9 Academy FM.
Biz Connect.
Promoting and connecting businesses in Kent and around the world.
Tweet us at Kent_biz.